Hey, before we get our show really started tonight, we're going to start off with Lita Ford, and the track is Anything for the Thrill. She's going to be at this con, and maybe if you really got the gusto, you'll probably go to karaoke, and maybe you'll sing one of Lita Ford's songs. Otherwise, enjoy the show. Greetings and welcome to Baron's Crypt, our 270th show. That's right, 270. With your host, it is I, Baron Craze, a complete psychotic to some of you and the horror historian to the rest. Well, tonight's show is a special show because it's a promo show. And you say, wait a minute, Baron, what's a promo show? A promo show is when we are just going to talk about one topic, no other horror news, nothing else, just one thing. And you may be saying, okay, sounds interesting. What's the topic? Well, it's pretty easy. It's the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival happening this weekend at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. That's right, November 12th, 13th, and 14th. All starts at 5 o'clock on Friday. Roars itself all the way to 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. That's when it closes itself out. Now, of course, that isn't every single day at every single hour of every day. No, of course not. But it does give you a good indication of what's occurring. Now, While we're saying that, it should be nice for you to put here. And a couple of you are going to be going, wait a minute, didn't there already occur one of these? Yes, that is true. That happened in September on Labor Day weekend, which, if you think about it, that was the actually last time prior to that. It was like 2 years ago there was one because of COVID and everything else. Now, these cons usually, not all the time, usually have two a year. Usually you have one in the kind of the springtime, if you will, you know, say a late March, April time. And then you have another one around September or the first week of October. So to kind of put everything into perspective here, they had one in September, which was really a how should I put it nicely? A lot of things were going on, and yet some people did comment how it was a little of a rocky kind of start, if you would. You have to remember, you know, you got to kind of get your sea legs, so to speak, back in one of these things. And I think that one did well. We just, everybody wanted to get it going. And then, you know, here we are, basically a month later. Now, the reason I should just put in here, and this is not just for this con, it's majority of cons will do this. The majority of cons like to have their season, if you would, their second one especially, before middle of October. And the reason is very, very simple. They know the horror audience really well. They know that the horror audience is going to go with, well, I want to go and do some Halloween attractions and spend some money with the Halloween market and things like this. So you want to kind of balance those things out. That didn't happen this time. I mean, hell, half the Halloween stores didn't even have merchandise in them. Some of them sold out in August, which was really strange. So it was kind of weird, right? Well, anyway, we've got this great con. We got a huge number of guests. I don't think, there might have been one or two, but I really can't think of any guests. And when I say guests, I do mean the stars. It's just a word we use in the biz. That canceled out. So that is really good to know. We got a lot of though that are going to be there. Now, should note that you can buy your tickets. Well, you could have bought your tickets in advance. Very hard to probably do it now. I don't know how that works. And you can also buy them at the door in cash. So, you know, you go to the showboat, you get in line. There's no need to hustle and bustle and shove anybody. You don't do it. In fact, I can't tell you if it's that it's never happened. I don't think it has ever happened. You just stand in line and you wait. And what I like a lot of times in line, people will talk to each other. They just don't talk to the people they came with. They're talking with other people. And I always like that because, look, you can talk with the person you came with on the car ride back home or however you know each other. How often are you going to talk to somebody who maybe flew in, believe it or not? People have come in from all over the place. People come in from Canada. There have been people who came in from California. I mean, from everywhere. So that's pretty cool to kind of note that. And that's really neat. So, again, the entire show tonight is all about getting the promos out for the show. It's not going to be a three-hour show. It might be maybe a 90-minute show. So, you know, we're just going to have a little fun here. Go through some of the stars. I'm not going to cover 30-some stars. I'm not doing it. Why? It just would bog down the show. It would be too much for everybody to handle. So let's go through a couple things. So while we're standing in line waiting for the tickets to be, opened up, if you would, we're going to probably have Father Evil walking down a line. He's a hoot to some people. And he scares the heebie-jeebies out of others. I don't know why. I find him to be, you know, an amusing fellow, if you would. I like how he takes himself seriously. Of course, last time I saw him, he was walking around with Jesus. And, you know, some people in line go, look, Jesus, the first zombie. I hate to say this. I don't usually like to do this. But Jesus was not the first zombie. I'm sorry. Doesn't work that way. That would have been Lazarus. He was the first. So you kind of have to lay that straight there. So in this way, I guess you would say Jesus didn't come in first. Okay. Hey, it's how the book's written. Just got to go with what they're talking about. So anyway, it's interesting. I'm not too sure how the Jesus character factors into it. Again, he's been at a few cons I've seen and heard. So just have to, I guess, play that one by ear and find out what he is doing. But we all know Father Evil, and he's just great at what he does. So, first thing I really want to get into before we start anything about the guest, and this seems to always be a real problem with people. Let me say it straight, to kind of set it straight, other people have tried to tell you, but I guess it's something we're just going to have to keep beating someone over the head until it's just, you know, sunken in the 3 billion layers into their brain. The con does not, again, and I'm going to say it one more time before I get into it, the con does not control the autograph prices. They do not. That's solely up to the actor or the actress or whoever the guest star is. That is on them. So they put out a price list, which I think is good. It at least gives you something to budget with, okay? So you're not walking in there. Now, some people do ask some questions to other people. You know, how much would Lita Ford charge for a guitar? Well, I think that's a specialty item. So some people are going, I think she would charge $100. There might be something else. And they say, well, I don't want to carry around a guitar. Well, wait a minute. I presume you're not walking to the con. You drove a car. So what you can do is you could go in, ask her, how much would you charge to sign a guitar? And you guys negotiate a price out. This is literally what I saw online. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, you go, you see, and if it's a reasonable price, then you say, okay, I'll be back in a few moments with the guitar. Then you go out of the room, you go to your car, you get the guitar, you come back into the venue, you take it to her table, you have her sign it, you thank her very much, maybe you take a picture with her at that point, and then you take the guitar and you take it outside, you put it in your car, and if that's all you came for, have a nice ride home. And if it's not, then you put it in the car. Or you just have the thing, you know, slung on your back and you walk around for the rest of the venue carrying a guitar that's signed by Lita Ford. Yeah, does it weigh a little bit? Probably. So what? I'm walking around with a fest bag that's got 2 bottles of water on both sides of it. I'm carrying my camera. I got my gear. I'm not going to be complaining. It's my job. You're a fan. You should be happy. I've seen fans walking around with huge posters. You know, do you see them complaining? No. The only people who can't walk around with something is somebody who brings an axe or a machete to be signed by somebody. Those people, you know, you get to bring it in, sure. Security's going to walk your ass to that table. They're going to stand there while you open it up. They're going to stand there really watching you carefully. Cool. And then when you're done, they're going to escort you to the front door. And then you go to your car, your truck, your van, your room, wherever you're going, you go. And that's it. Okay? But for everybody else, you're bringing, you know, some kind of picture or poster or something, and you want the person to sign. The prices are the prices. The convention does not control the prices. That's for you to figure out. You figure it out? Great. You don't? Oh, well. I don't know what else to tell you. All right, so let's get into some of the guests, and then we'll also at times note some other activities that are going on. So we got Felisa Rose. I think everybody in horror knows who we're talking about here. Obviously the star of Sleepaway Camp, and of course also in Victor Crowley. Well, she's going to be there all 3 days. She's going to be headlining the awards show on Saturday night at about 8 o'clock, and I think it's in the Bourbon Room. And she's also got a panel going on, a Q&A panel, at 6 p.m. on Friday. That's going to be up in the Carousel Room on the second floor. Now, just to help you out, there are 2 ways to get to the second floor. There's the escalators when you walk in kind of across from the front desk. Okay, now these are really steep escalators. I mean, I don't know who made these this way, but someone did. Now, you can go up to that. You would turn at the very top to your left. Follow that around. You're going to kind of go up a couple of steps. Maybe it's a ramp. I can't remember how it looks. And it looks like it's misplaced. Looks like a country-themed kind of room. You go up, you go through, you're in a weird little lobby area that's kind of odd. And then you'll walk into another room that'll have the Q&A. Now, that's how it was set up last time. It's probably maybe a similar way they've done it again. So that's the carousel room. It's right up there. If you don't like escalators, and that's fine. I know people who can go up an escalator but cannot come down an escalator. I am one of them. Real quick, I had a very bad fall due to someone else. And I went down one, and I got injured from it. Something I'm still recouping from. It's going to take time. A lot of issues. So I'll go up an escalator, but I'll take an elevator down. The elevators are a little further down the main concourse. So you would pass by your front desk area, and you would go further down, and you would see the sign for the elevators. The elevators are also the other way to get to the Film Fest room. So if you get off the elevators, you come out to a second floor area, you would see kind of across the hall would be the Bourbon Room, which is where the Film Fest and award shows are. So if you're off the elevator, now standing in front of that Bourbon Room, now here's important, you're going to turn to your left. See how this works? Whether you go up your escalator or you get off the elevator and you're standing looking at the Bourbon Room and it says Film Fest, then you're going to turn to your left. And you're going to walk down a kind of sloping ramp, nice gradual ramp, if you would, all the way down to the carousel room, and you'll find the panel room, where you're going to have Chris Stiles, who is the one who's done the Q&A in the past, and I would presume he's still doing it. He's going to be there, and he's going to be handling the Felicia Rose. So you got that choice. Now, look, you still can do other things that day. I should mention that Felicia Rose is going to be, again, she's going to be hosting that award show, but she's going to be hosting it with Dave. I'm not going to get this name right. I'm going to try it. Sheridan. It's Sheridan. Dave, if you're listening to this, I am sorry. I butchered your last name. I did not mean to do it on purpose. Just trying my best here. So he's going to also be helping out with that. So that sounds like it's going to be an insane award show. And the award show is not taken in a full serious manner. I mean, it's great to celebrate the people who won, of course, but there's a little bit of comedy to it. So that's always nice. All right. Anyway, moving right along, you're also going to have, Tyler Mane, and that's M-A-N-E. Basically, of course, I think everybody's going to remember him for Halloween and Halloween 2. These are the Rob Zombie versions, if you would, in the Halloween universe, I guess is the best way to put it, and also from Devil's Rejects. Now, what makes him so interesting and a few others from Halloween is because there is going to be a Q&A panel with the people from Halloween. If I'm not mistaken, that is happening on Sunday at 12 in the Q&A room, the panel room. So you have him. That's very important. Also from that film, we're going to have Scout Taylor Compton. She's going to be there, so that's going to be very cool too. So you, again, if you don't have anything for her to sign, hey, why don't you come back on Sunday and get to see a true Q&A panel? Well, you know what makes a Q&A panel so cool? Is one, you can take photos of it, and you don't have to pay. You already paid for your ticket. You get to go to the panel room free of charge. Second thing is, just raise your hand and ask a question. Okay? You get to do that. You know, you go, wait a minute. I don't have the money to go and see her in the guest room. That's okay. You can have the opportunity to take pictures. That's fine. No problem there. And you get the opportunity to ask a question. Wow! I mean, you talk about a free way to get something, right? It's nice. Also, she was in the movie The Runaways along with Lita Ford. So, you know, you got that little kind of connection there too for yourselves. I know I'm not going to get this right. I want to say it's Christina, and that's with starts with a K, and I have no clue how to say her last name. K-L-E-B-E. She is also going to be there. People will probably remember her mostly from the Rob Zombie movie Halloween. So you already now know three people that are going to be at the Halloween reunion on Sunday. So that is very good, right? Now we got, see here, I'm going to probably pass somebody on this list, so forgive me. We got Tom Sizemore. Now this is kind of a rarity to have him. He was in the movie Natural Born Killers, a very cool movie, by the way. I actually happen to have an original poster for this movie here. I'm not sure if I have available to me what his autograph price is. We'll just quickly scroll back on up the list here and see if we can find that for you all. See here, it's in alphabetical order. Tom Sizemore is, whoa, $50 autograph. So, okay, now you know that one. So, it's going to have to take it. He was in the movie The Relic and also True Romance and, of course, the movie Heat. Anyway, he's been in so many movies. It's an incredible career for him. And, you know, he's going to be on Sunday doing the final Q&A panel at about 2 p.m. That panel usually runs about 45 minutes instead of an hour. But you never know. It could run an hour depending on the questions. I'm going to be there because I've got a particular question geared up that I don't think a lot of people are going to ask. So I'm all ready for that one. I'll be there. It's going to be an interesting question. I've gone through a lot of the interviews he's done, and I haven't seen this kind of question asked. And I think it's going to be something that'll be really cool and may stand out. Who knows? My question might be just a tad out of bounds, but my questions always, though, deal with the filmmaking, the film style, different things like this. So that is going to be very interesting. All right. And actually may turn into be two questions in the end. So, you know, it'd be great if I can get both of those questions in. Next, big, this one's huge. It really is. And this might be a difficult one for people to think about what they can get signed for him. Is Clint Howard. That's right, Clint Howard. I mean, the man has done so much. Of course, he was in the movie, a little of a bit part, if you would, both in Three from Hell and also Halloween, Ice Cream Man, you know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Leprechaun 2, what else? Waterboy and Apollo 13. Just to name like a couple of things, right? He coming to this is huge. He is going to have his own Q&A panel on Saturday at 2 to 3 p.m. So that is going to be really cool. I definitely recommend you know, if you got nothing to get signed because you just don't have anything, don't feel bad. The Baron, guess what? The number of autographs that I'll be able to get this time around is highly limited. We'll kind of get that into that in just a little while of what happened there. All right, let's go with another one. We got Alex Vincent. Obviously, Child's Play, the first one, then part two, and then The Cult of Chucky. So, he's going to be there all 3 days again. And what makes this, again, really cool is that, you got a chance here for this one, too. So I would definitely say you probably want to go to that. And here's the thing. You may say, well, Baron, I don't have anything to sign. What am I going to do? Okay, calm down. Calm down. You can go to the Child's Play reunion panel room again. All right, so where all the others are happening. And this one's going from 3 to 4. So think about this now. You got that Clint Howard one at 2 to 3. And now you can stay in the room, okay, and just wait it out for him, and that's from 3 to 4. So, wow, look at that. You can't really beat all that that's happening right there.
We're all dead, and it means so to me. We're all dead, and it means so to me. Pressure on, the day begun. The grief begins. Fade.
So we did play a track right there. It was from the band The Other, and the track was We're All Dead. All right, moving back into our show once more. Here we go into the guests. All right, we're going to have also from Child's Play 2, this is how we get part of a reunion going here, we have Christine, and I really don't know how to say her last name. It is E-L-I-S-E. I do not feel like butchering certain people's names, especially when I'm going to a con that they're going to be at. I just don't need to hear, you know, hey, that's not how I say my name. I'm sorry. So when in doubt, I'm going to spell that name. All right. So again, you know that she is going to be at the panel room for the Child's Play reunion. All right. Now we come to our big one. I mean, when this person was announced that they were coming to the con and we're going to be there for all 3 days, I think everybody went, you know, gaga, goo, goo, all over the place. I believe her autograph price is about $40, so be aware of that. And who am I talking about? That's right, folks. It's Dee Wallace. Yes. Now, I mean, the line is going to be really interesting of who's getting what signed from her. I mean, you know that some people are going to be in this line for the movie E.T. You just know that, right? You know that's going to be happening. That's going to be a big thing. But now, if we go into the horror realm, we most likely are going to have, I want to say, about 3 different mainstays, and then probably just a couple of movies where she had more of a cameo in them. So our 3 main ones are going to be The Howling from 1981, The Hills Have Eyes, I think from 77, and then Cujo from 83. So we got those. Now, we might get a couple people who have a poster or something for the movie Critters and something even for the comedy horror movie The Frighteners. That would be interesting for these things. So, you know, got to factor that is going to be great. Now, also, if they, and I don't know that she might be in the panel for Halloween. That's also occurring because she did have a cameo appearance in that movie. And she was also in 3 from Hell. So if you do have a poster for Clint Howard and you got it for either Halloween or for 3 from Hell, you could take it and get, if you think about this, all the people from the Halloween movie, right? Plus then Clint Howard's name and her name on it too. I mean, that's like 5 names. That could be a little pricey, but that would be a really interesting lineup of what you can do there. As for myself, I've got something pretty cool for her to sign, so I'm looking forward to that. Oh, and just to let you know, there is a Cujo reunion occurring on Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., so definitely something there to check out. All right, now, speaking of Cujo, you knew I was going to put this right behind it. We got Danny, I am not going to try your last name. I think I've figured it out, but I just don't feel like butchering it, okay? So it's P-I-N-T-A-U-R-O. So we got him. I believe he was the little boy from Cujo, if not mistaken. So that panel, again, is going off Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. And this is great. I mean, again, I'm telling you right now, there's 7 panels that I'm going to alone. Plus the film fest, plus the venue room, plus the guest room. I built in my schedule a little time for myself to get something to eat. But otherwise, it's go, 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 go without a break in it. And I really am thinking that is a cool con. If they've done it that way, you're definitely going to enjoy that. We've got from the original Halloween movie, we've got Tony Moran. He's going to be there. He's going to be doing photo ops in costume. So that'll be pretty cool. So if you have a Halloween poster, preferably not a reproduction, but an original, which if that means you took out a second mortgage on your house to probably buy, there you go. You got him to sign that. All right, moving right along. We got, I think it's Damien, and I'm not sure how to say his last name, M-A-F-F-E-I. He's going to be kind of doing in costume pro photo ops as from Strangers 2 and also the movie Haunt. If you're unfamiliar with the movie Haunt, you can go onto the horrortimes.com page, look up Haunt or his name, and you will see the review I did of that particular movie. All right, moving right along here. And again, I know that I'm skipping over names because I can't do everybody's name. I'll be here forever trying that trick, right? And again, this is a promo show. This is something we packed in here nice and tight, get everybody interested. Here's one that's really neat. We got Scott McDonald. He was in the movie Jack Frost. Not the one with Michael Keaton and the nice, lovable snowman returns. No. This is Jack Frost, the B movie. This is the killer snowman. That's right. There's a scene, if you're unfamiliar with this movie, where the snowman, Jack Frost, is basically getting really aggressive with a woman in a shower with his, carrot nose. His long, big, thick carrot nose, if you get my drift of what we're talking about. Definitely in the movie. I know, kind of insane, isn't it? What makes it really interesting about Scott, he's really one of those, again, it's a B-movie and for Jack Frost, and it's going to be interesting what people will bring for him to sign. That will, I think, be really interesting. That's going to be one of those. I can see a lot of people coming up to his table and doing selfies with him or buying a picture at his actual table, because I'm really starting to think about that one was, man, Baron, people say, Baron, what are you going to do? And you're the guy who's got all the cool stuff to get signed. What are you taking? Well, I had to narrow down my autographs this time around. And I'm going to get into a couple other things that do occur at the con that are not listed really anywhere particular, but they do occur. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment here. So you guys are aware of that. I do want to let you know we have John Abrams. He was in the movie Scary Movie, House of Wax, obviously the remake, of course. Couldn't be the original. And The Faculty. All right, so before we kind of get back into some more of the guests, I do want to mention a few other things. So number one, as for the autographs, I know a lot of people are always curious, Baron, what autographs am I getting? This year out, it looks like I'm getting just one. That is because of a, here we go again, right? I'm like under the bad fate line right now. The winds of horror have turned against me, and I feel like the ship at sea getting tossed around left to right, and the ship is taking on water. I mean, that's how I feel right now. So how do I mean that? Well, number one, I will not be at the hotel this weekend. That's right. The Baron had to cancel his room reservation. It was a very hard decision, but it's called Tires Are Needed for Somebody's Car. And it's called Make a Sacrifice. And if you guys haven't figured it out, I am the ultimate person at sacrifice. I will sacrifice just about everything for somebody else. It's just what I do. It's how I'm built. My mentality is that way. If someone else needs something, then I'm going to sacrifice and get that person what they need. And that's exactly what I did this time. I sacrificed. I gave my room reservation. And, I was going to be there from Thursday and leave on Monday. One of my big, full round all the way through kind of things. But, nope. That didn't happen this time. So that kind of, that sucks, right? So that also affects, of course, the autographs. It looks like there's going to be the one. D. Wallace, I'm going to have to bypass up on some others. Maybe not, but it looks like it's going to be a high possibility. We're just going to see how the money plays itself out over the weekend. So that's that, right? It's what life is, but it's still a great event, and I know I'm going to have fun. I have gone to these in the past where I didn't even have the money to stay at the hotel or have the money to get anything signed. I've gone to this particular con two previous times over the time they've had it, when they had it even up in, I think it was Eaton, New Jersey. I couldn't get anything signed, didn't have the money, so I just had to go, oh, well, I can't get anything. And did I let that bring me down? No, by no means. And that's what's great about this con. You can go and have fun. Look, you can walk into the guest room, all right? Not have a dime in your pocket to get anything signed. Just walk around, you know, have a good time, take a couple of pictures, you know, take a selfie of yourself and walking around with people around you, whatever, right? No big deal. And have a good time. You can do it. You can go to the film festival room. There's only one of those this time around. Last time when they had the film fest room, why did they have two? Because they had all these films, you know, that were submitted throughout 2020. So you had to put them all up when you had your next con. It was very difficult. Now everything is in for that one room. So that's great. So you can go to the film fest room and not have to spend extra money. The best day to go, and I mean, I know the people who are organizing won't be happy with the sentence, but let's be honest, the best day to go for your best buck, if you can only afford the ticket for one day, that's all you can do. I can only do one day, Baron. What day do I go? Saturday. That's the day you want. Why? Simple. It's the longest day at the con with the most things you can do. That's honest. You can do so much. You can go to the panel rooms. You could go to the panel rooms and see, I don't know, maybe four or five panels. You could go to the cosplay contest and you can have a great time watching that. You can go to the award show, the live award show where the filmmakers are, take pictures, have a great time, and there's no problem. Then you could go down to the Starlight Lounge and watch the band American Grimm play a small mini concert down there. And then stick around for karaoke. Come on! All that for $35? You're going, but Baron, I didn't have any money to do this. Yeah, but look what you got for free. Look at all the stuff you got to do. You got to walk around a vendor room, right? Yeah, you couldn't maybe buy it. But you got to walk around, you got to meet people, talk to individuals, you got to have fun. See? I'm going to have fun. It's going to happen. I'm going to enjoy myself. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
right, so we just played a track there from the band called Skeletune, which was called Out of Time. You sound familiar, right? Well, you know, it's all in relation to the film Back to the Future. This particular track is off the band's new album, which is entitled, the 1.21 Gigawatts Club from Scarlet Records. All right, now you may say, well, Baron, why in the world did you play that? Well, you see, we've got a bit of a Back to the Future reunion going on at the con this weekend. So let's get right into that. We're going to have Claudia Wells. She was obviously in the part one and then Back to the Future, the video game. And then, of course, we got then Don, I think this says, Full of Love. That's F-U-L-L-I-L-O-V-E. You may remember him as Mayor Goldie Wilson. You know, he was in Back to the Future, the part one and two. And what's really interesting is, you know, today there's a line that's in the part one that's really kind of gets people really upset of how his character is referred to in the film. But you have to remember, you know, you're talking about 1955. And it might have seemed harsh. Of course, and it was, but they had to make it, you know, seem of the words of then. So I'm not going to repeat what it was, but yes, definitely there. Now, moving right along, of course, we've got, let's see here. We're going to have Jeffrey. I'm not too sure how to say Jeffrey's last name. It's W-E-I-S-S-M-A-N. I have a hunch, but I just don't want to butcher the name. Now, he was in part two and part three. You can see how there's a lot here. And you know there's a Back to the Future reunion panel going on too. I'm going to let you guys figure out when that is. So you have to actually read the program and just not listen to me. Next then, we've got Harry Waters Jr. He was in parts one and two. And, you know, of course, that is, you know, kind of significant for a lot of different reasons. Especially when Michael J. Fox's character, I think he plays Johnny B. Goode. And in fact, before we close out of the Back to the Future reunion part here of the show, we're going to play Johnny B. Goode, which is actually a cover track done by Skeletune. So we're going to have another track from them. It's so kind of kismic that this album gets released and the con is happening and I have permission to play all this music. So it's just one of those things where I just go, I'm very fortunate that I have this, you know, this kind of knack for getting things to play on the show. So this is kind of like a little treat for myself. And of course, we're also going to have the DeLorean, the car, obviously, from Back to the Future is also going to be there. And if I am not mistaken, the Michael J. Fox, he drove a pickup truck or something, I think, in parts one and three. And that vehicle is going to be present outside of the Showboat Hotel on Sunday, and only Sunday. So, you know, if you come down on Saturday, you might have to, if you're a big fan of the movie, you might have to come back down again for one additional day there. So it's really cool to have, you know, all these stars from this one film, you know, packing in. And let's face it, I think that is going to be a real big draw for a lot of people. This entire thing, I mean, if you really think about it, a couple of cons back, we had the guy, I want to say his name was Biff, I think. I could be wrong about that, because I'll be honest. I am not a avid watcher of Back to the Future. I may have seen it one time in my entire life. I probably saw parts two and three just to complete it all, but I am not one of those people who knows the movie inside and out. I would definitely have to say, I think Leah Thompson was also there. And if I remember correctly, when they were at the con, their lines literally had to be redesigned because they couldn't just leave them out, you know, straight lines. They literally had to make them like in these snake formations, you know, back and forth, left and right, just zigzagging through. Because the line just became in snarl with other people's lines, and it would just become not a mess, but confusion reigned supreme. And if the con is having the guests in the same room as they did last time, the line got really, really complex for the Terrifier folks. So that line became a little bit hard. Although I have to state that the lines through any of these cons at the New Jersey Horror Con have been friendly lines, not lines that where people go, "I won't move." Well, you know, move, you know, just let people get through, especially people in wheelchairs, the handicapped. I have to be really honest here. The people at these cons, at the New Jersey Horror Con especially, the fans are so nice. They see somebody's in a wheelchair or something. You know what they do? They get out of the way. They part the Red Sea, if you would. They get out of the way. I remember that, especially when we had Linda Blair at one of the cons there one year. And she, you know, she had a huge draw, of course. I mean, her line was just super, super long. And I've met her once, and I've gotten, actually maybe more than once, I've gotten one or two things signed by her. So it's really cool. She's a great person always. But my point is the lines, believe it or not, lines can make or break a con. They really can. Depending on where you may have people line up to where you're going to have them go from there, it can be a disruption to other people who are not going to the con, or it can be a disruption period when people are trying to understand what line am I supposed to be in to do what. So that's why, you know, I always go down on the Friday to get my weekend pass that I signed in to get. And that way I don't have the problem. I go down, I get the ticket. That way if they change the line formation the next time, the next day or whatever, I don't have to worry. I already got my ticket. I'm set. I know where I'm going. Because I'll be honest, you know, for the con, you definitely, and it may sound like, wow, Baron, you're really energetic about this. Why not? I love this con. I do. People read my articles, they know I love this con. I really do. I give so many, you know, accolades to them. In every con, I'll be honest right here, every con has something go wrong. You can't run it flawlessly. It's not going to happen. Don't even strive for it. There's going to be something. The key is, can you fix it without anyone figuring it out? That's the key. That's the thing you got to worry about. That's the biggest issue you have. Can you fix it without anyone figuring it out? And if they do figure it out, how fast can you fix the problem? And I'm very honest, they have been great in fixing a problem whenever it's happened. And the problems that have happened have never been their fault. They've been the hotel's fault, or something in that kind of realm for that. So that's really great. But, you know, line management is very important. If you just let it go wild, it's going to get really complex. And that's where somebody has to step in and go, you know what? The lines here are getting really, really, really confusion driven here. And, you know, it's a matter of trying to figure out, you know, whose line do you want to do, and how do you want to do that line? You know, do you put up the little velvet ropes? You know, what do you want to do? It's just a matter of figuring it out. And the biggest thing I should say about the con, and people always complain about this too, why can't they just leave well enough alone? Why don't they do it this way or that way? You have to understand something. The con is at the mercy of the hotel. Okay, the hotel has got things set up. For example, I think it's called the Lucky Strike, the biggest arcade on the East Coast. It took out half the floor. So you have that there. You have other things happening around where it kind of limits your space. And you have to start figuring out, well, do I need to jump over here or do I need to go there? This is a young con. People say, well, why doesn't it go to the convention center? Oh, come on. It's not ready for that kind of level yet. It's still learning to crawl. It's a very new con. We're not talking about Monster Mania or Chiller that are located around here in New Jersey. It is. Those cons have been going on for, what, 30 years now? So they're well established. They know what they can do, what they can't do, everything else. But here's the big thing. Back to the Future is going to be a huge reunion there. All these people are there all weekend long. That's the biggest thing. I really haven't found many people on the list that are only going to be there for 2 days or 1 day. So that is really great for a lot of people to really enjoy. So with that being said, before we move out of this segment, I want you guys to hear the next track that we're playing here. It is going to be, let's see if I just dialed this up right. Yes, Johnny B. Goode. We're going to be playing that track, and I think that's a really cool one to play. It's the last track off of the Skeletune band. That's S-K-E, but what a word I'm spelling, right? S-K-E-L-E-T-O-O-N. Their new album is the 1.21 Gigawatts Club from Scarlet Records. You're going to be curious to find out information about the band and all their links and stuff. Well, that's going to be presented on the horrortimes.com page. Down on your podcast, you'll scroll down there. You'll see for the Baron's Crypt, and you'll be able to find all the information on the band and the label. So, you know, go out and obviously support the band by buying the actual album or the tracks or whatever you want to do, but do something to support the band. All right, so this is Johnny B. Goode, cover track of originally from Chuck Berry. So enjoy.
Go, go, Johnny, go, go.
All right, so you notice we played another track in there, and that was 45 Grave, Party Time. You may be curious. You shouldn't be, because if you know your horror well enough, and you know this show well enough, that song is the one from Return of the Living Dead from 1985, which means, that's right, we've got another reunion for the con. We're going to start off in this little segment here with John Russo. Incredible guy to meet. I mean, you really should. Who knows how many years he's got left in him, but I mean, you talk about a man who knows the dead, this is that guy. In fact, if you're really in tune with things, he filmed a dig called Midnight, just got released from Severn Films. I know it's low in stock, so if you're going to get it, you better get it now, or it might just run out. So anyway, moving right on to the actual film that we're here to discuss, Return of the Living Dead movie. It's a great movie. Obviously, people do know him for Night of the Living Dead. He wrote a book that came out in, I think, 74, Night of the Living Dead. So, you know, if you know that book and you know the stuff about this film, you're set, right? You got all kinds of things you can pick from to have him sign. I've had him sign Return of the Living Dead album cover. I've had him sign... what else was it? A press book I have for the movie Midnight. He actually said to me, he says, I guess after you get this signed, he didn't know what it was at first, you're going to put it up on eBay and sell it, right? And I was like, no, sir, not at all. And then when I showed him what it was, he was just flabbergasted. He was like, okay, I apologize for what I just said. You brought something really, 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 really rare. And he just kind of said, you know, I guess somebody ahead of me, I think, kind of did something or said something that was really, you know, off the cuff. But he is a true professional. He loves talking about the films, everything about them. So, again, a great man to meet. I definitely recommend it. And, you know, out of a lot of the signatures, I think he's one of the lowest, like at $20. That's a really low price, so you should definitely have a chance to, you know, get him to sign whatever you want for the film. So I definitely recommend that. Next up, a bit of a rarity on the circuit, if you would, is Beverly Randolph. If I'm not mistaken, she played the character, I think it was Tina. Another great person to get... on there to sign for, you know, all kinds of things. Again, there's so much memorabilia for this particular movie, so much you can get her to sign. So definitely look into that. You think about this. I mean, here we go, right? We got two people right there, right off the bat, for Return of the Living Dead. And what have we, the fans, been clamoring for? A Return of the Living Dead reunion. I know it's not as probably as big as we want it, with as many people as we want it, okay? You got to start remembering, there are people dropping off, if you would, to visit the land of the dead, so to speak, permanently. None of them have come back yet, so we can't find out anything. But we are losing some people from this classic movie. And I think it's only cool that we have them there. I know that some people, of course, would want 45 Grave to be performing at the con. That would be like, you know, okay, you know, I don't even know if that's possible. It was an album that they, for this particular movie, and everybody knows this too, so I'm not like giving some new trivia piece away, but it's that it was apparently one of the first times that bands... music was really considered for a movie. What they wanted, what they really were driving for. Pretty much a lot of punk-infused music for the movie. And I think that was something that was really cool. Lindley Quigley was in this film. I know somebody that you probably would have definitely wanted at the con, of course. I've met her at least once, if not twice. And I think at the time when I met her... I was actually wearing something in support of MS, multiple sclerosis, fundraiser thing I was doing probably at the same time. And we actually got in a huge discussion about that. It was really great. I sometimes enjoy taking that conversation and turning it away from maybe the film and bringing it to somewhere else, you know, a shirt you wear or something you say, and it gets turned and it becomes, hey, wait a minute, I'd rather talk about that than this. And that's really when it gets really cool. Those short periods of time that you have with that star, it can become a really nice little feature there for yourself. I mean, you're just like, okay, wait a minute. You don't want to talk about the movie. You want to talk about me and what I do? Okay. And it becomes something that's really, really cool. So, you know, that's really great. So I definitely recommend you having a chance. If you can, you should meet with her. And, of course, then moving into Tom Matthews. That's, you know, if you're just curious, it's Matthews. It's M-A-T-H-E-W-S. What makes Tom being there so incredible? I mean, two back-to-back real good horror flicks for him. I mean, we have Return of the Living Dead. Again, it came out in 85, right? You know, he plays Freddy. And Freddy does get to want somebody's brains in this movie. Because, you know, he says a line, I smell your brains, Tina. Or, Tina, I smell your brains. Something like that. And it's like, you know, this really crazy line. And yet, okay, here we go. But he was also in the movie Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, from 1986. Which, for horror fans and for the Jason fans, was the rebirth of the franchise. Because if you remember, you should. We have Friday the 13th, the final chapter, part 4. That was it. No more. Not going to have anything else. Well, that didn't go over very well. And we all know in horror that there's no such thing as a final chapter. It just doesn't happen, right? The final chapter, the last one. This is the last thing. We're never going to make another one. Oh, bullshit. Don't say that. It's never true. Freddy's still going, you know? I mean, well, it hasn't gone in a while, but, you know, Freddy made a few movies after Freddy's Dead, right? Here we go again with the Friday the 13th. I mean, what was the most recent one that did something like this? I think either Paranormal Activity or Resident Evil. You know, going with, it's the final chapter. Oh, come on. We know it's not. It never is. But this movie was classic. This had a lot of great scenes into it. It brought a lot of the old horror school into it with the name Karloff for the general store. A little bit of the Frankenstein into that. And then there's some classic lines in the movie itself where you have one of the camp counselors saying, I've seen enough horror movies to know any guy wearing a mask is never friendly. Yes! Yes! You know, classic line there. Really great. You know, pulling up to scare him and saying, listen, we get this self-awareness moment for, you know, Jason where somebody goes, listen, I think he's going to kill you, or, you know, he's dangerous. And you just see Jason's character gives that stiffened look. And his character, you know, Tom here, he's great in the movie too. So I really recommend you, if you got a chance, you definitely want to meet with him too. And just to let you know, there is a reunion panel. That's right. A reunion panel for Return of the Living Dead. This is going to go off at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday in the panel rooms. That's back up in the carousel room on the second floor. So you definitely want to be there for that. I mean, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the front row. And just, you know, loving the entire moment of it. It should be really great, especially being on a Saturday. We should have a ton of the Return of the Living Dead fans there wearing their shirts, all decked out in it. It should be really great. And listen, before we get into our next little segment of the show here, as we promote, we're going to be playing a band here called One Man Army and the Undead Quartet with the track He's Back, the Man Behind the Mask. Obviously, this is the cover track of the Alice Cooper track that was kind of used in the film. So, something else for you guys to enjoy. I know it's kind of incredible me playing all this kind of music. It relates to different movies. A lot of people are always curious of how do I do that? How is that done? It's just because I've been doing music shows since 2014. And through that time, I've gotten a lot of music sent to me from labels, PR companies, and bands. And it's really incredible what I get to play on the air. So I'm always thankful to all of them for doing that. I want to give you one more person you may want to check out. I mean, there's so many. I really can't actually do them all. I'm going to do one more just to kind of make a couple of things tie together. We got Tamara Glynn. That's G-Y-L-N-N. She was, she's coming to be up and starring in Terrifier 2. And also she was in Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Now, what makes this so interesting is, if you think about it, if you pull out all your Halloween stuff, because you got Rob Zombie's Halloween and Halloween 2. Then you also got Tony Moran from Halloween, the original. And here's this actress from Halloween 5. So you can really have a jamboree good time with all your Halloween merchandise if you want to. So just to let you know that. Now, since we've already talked about our Friday and our Saturday, which again, and I just want to emphasize this really strongly for the people who say, well, Baron, I don't have the money to get the signatures. I want to go over this one more time with you all, okay? If you spend, now, let's be honest, you're going to have to pay to park. Can't control that, so let's say it's $30. I don't know what it is, but let's say it's $30, okay? So move that over there. Now you say, well, Baron, now I'm really tight on money. I only got $35 left. How am I going to enjoy myself at this con? Let me tell you. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that $35. You're going to buy yourself a ticket. You're going to go into the event. Now, you can walk around the guest room all you want. You don't have to go up to any tables. You can just walk around, take a couple shots at the group there. No big deal, right? Group shots, you know, oh, here's what's going on in this room. Put it up on your page on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, right? What else can you do? Well, you can walk around the vendor room. No problem there, right? You can always look at stuff. It's called window shopping. Nothing wrong with it. But, see, you can go to a film festival free of charge and watch independent movies. Look at that. You can go over to the panel room on that Saturday and listen to Q&As. Now, think about this. At a Q&A, what can you do? You can take pictures of the people from the movie up on stage. Wow! That's pretty neat. And, free of charge, you can raise your hand and ask a question to one of the people, to each of the people, however the Q&A is running, you got a chance to do that. Okay, that's pretty interesting, Baron. What else can I do? Well, again, as I stated, near the end of the day, you've got the cosplay contest to go to. You're saying, well, why would I go to that? I don't like cosplay. Actually, you do. Let me tell you why. A lot of the people who do cosplay are also aspiring costume designers for independent filmmakers. Independent filmmakers are going to be in the room. Why? They're going to see what this person built, and maybe in a year's time this person took to make this costume. Maybe it was less. Maybe they sewed it together, they stitched together, they latex. Who knows what they did? But that filmmaker is going to come up there and is going to ask them, did you make that? Is this your costume? How did you do this? And, you know, what was your inspiration? And all these fun things. And what's going to happen is that these people are hoping, okay, they're hoping to become those next costume designers for the horror films. And you may say, well, gee, what's that going to do for them in their career? I hate to tell you this, and maybe you should look this up, that costume designers, all right, often win Oscars for horror films. They do. The visual effects they win for, special effects they're winning some awards for, and the costume designs, they win. It's an incredible little thing that people don't realize that those costumes that people are wearing, those pewter pieces that you have to wear for, say, the 17th century, 18th century, and so forth, a costume designer needs to make them. If you look back for Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula from 1992, guess what? There's a person who won for the costume design. That's incredible, right? There you go. That's why you want to go to that. But wait a minute, there's more. You can also then go to the award show. That's right, the award show, where there'll be independent filmmakers in the room. There's going to be Miss Rose up there, and I know I probably butchered her name earlier in the show, and I do apologize to her. And she's probably got the co-host. Dave is going to be up there, and we mentioned that earlier in the show, too. And you're going to be able to watch that. You can take pictures of her and the winners up on the stage. But wait, there's more. There's going to be a small little concert from the band American Grim, which is kind of like a metal industrial band. So you can go downstairs, go to the lounge. You don't have to buy yourself a drink or anything like that. You can go downstairs, take some pictures, meet the band, listen to the band, have a great time, right? Okay, but wait, there's still more for your $35 entry into this. You get to go to what they call scaryoke. What is that? That's like karaoke, except that's scary, right? So what did I just give you here? For your $35 to go and have a great time, okay? I'm not going to count the parking price, all right? Because I'm not going to do that. You're going to go, maybe you go with four friends, you split the cost of the parking, and there you go, right? I just gave you eight things you can do for free at the con. I don't know what more you want. I don't know what more I could possibly give you. Eight things, and you're going to go, well, I didn't get to do anything. It was a waste of my money and my time. If that's going to be your attitude, we who love the con, who love the genre, don't need that kind of belly aching. If that's how you're going to be, there's nothing I can do to ever really make you happy. This con is made by fans for the fans. It is done for you. It is done for your enjoyment. Okay? I know people are going, I don't like the price. I wish it was cheaper. You know what? Hey, I think a lot of us wish for a lot of things, and they're not happening. So you can either bellyache some more, or you can decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to have a good time. And so what? You see on their site, the New Jersey Horror Con's website, they've got the press, they got the price list up. There, maybe you can get something in there for very cheap on a selfie with a star. It's possible. I don't know. I didn't look through it all like that, but that's something for you to do, something for you to look at. With that being said, we're going to bring the show to kind of a close here. There was one thing I did want to mention, and I was going to touch on it earlier. There's a little something that happens on Thursday nights. And some of you are going to be asking about, some people have actually sent me a message about this because I think they figured I was going to be there for that. There's a thing where certain people get together. Not many, because not many are there, right? Maybe once in a while you'll get a star that has rolled in on late Thursday night. Dee Snider did this. And, you know, you just have to go downstairs at around 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning, this really weird time. And you bring a libation of, you know, with you. Maybe you got your flask. Maybe you picked up a drink somewhere. Whatever. Doesn't really matter. Okay? Long as you're an adult drinking, no one's really going to give a damn. Okay? And, you know, it's a time where people, you know, just sit down. They're not trying to get photos. They're not trying to get anything. They're just sitting there and they're just having a little time to talk about horror movies, talk about their love for the genre. It's been something where I've been there in the past and it's just something that kind of clicks together. And how does it happen? Sometimes on the New Jersey fan page, it kind of gets started there. The Slasher app, it started there a couple times. It's just something that's impromptu. It's nothing that anybody's laid out that this is what's going to happen at this time with this itinerary. No, it's just something that you can like join into, something that is fun, okay? And it's really nice. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, it's just one of those extra perks. And that's just something I want to tell people about. Now, what else do I want to tell you? The last thing is, I'm going to close out the show with the band American Grim. I'm going to be playing a track of theirs called Nightmare. So you guys can definitely get a little taste for the band. So that gives you a little bit of an interest of, hey, do I like this or don't I like this? This is something that you guys can judge for yourselves. All right. With that being said, I hope that everyone has a safe journey to the con. You have a safe time at the con. Masks are not required, but they're highly required, highly suggested, I should say. Excuse me. You can wear it. You may not want to wear it. Some of the guests, the stars, might request you to put a mask on. So be aware of that. The stars can decide for themselves what they want or don't want. They may put up plexiglass. They may do something else. So be aware of that, okay? It doesn't really hurt to wear a mask. I mean, we're getting into the season where we got the flu. People are getting flu shots and different things. I think, honestly, you know, if you want to, great. If you don't, there's no problem with it. Just don't criticize anybody for wearing a mask or not. That's, you know, that's a key thing to do, okay? Otherwise, again, have a good time at the con. I hope I see you guys there. I'll probably be wearing a Howling t-shirt or something like that. A lot of you guys know what I look like anyway. You know, I'm the guy with a really poofy beard that seems to be growing in every direction. And a lot of people know who I am there anyway. I'm the guy who's got a bunch of skulls on the hat, so another way to find me, okay? Otherwise, hey, have a great time at the con. Take a lot of pictures, a lot of videos, so you guys can post it. Because the next one isn't until April. I think it's the 8th, 9th, and 10th. So that's when the next one occurs. So we have a good distance between them. And, hey, that's about it. Make sure to check out The Horror Times, because we're going to be there with one of our other writers. Creepy Crazy Kathy is going to be there, and she's going to be writing an article on the con from a different kind of perspective. I think it's original. I don't want to give it out right now, obviously, but she's coming up with an original way that she wants to cover the con, and I think it's great. So definitely be aware of that. Otherwise, hey, thanks for tuning in, and happy horror trails to you all.